Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Hei. We have been talking about it for yesterday's daf. We're talking about, again, the concept of Karpei Shlohukaf Ladira. You have an area, a field, a yard that was set up originally not to be for residential purposes. And the question is, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? So yesterday, the Gemara spoke about how do you ruin it? If it was hukaf ladira, and now you put something in that makes part of it not roy ladira. That was about the water going in, and that was the trees and the planting. And then on Amud Beis, you had that case about the rechava in between the yard and the city. And now we start with the chaf hey Amud Aleph, the second line. That's where we're going to start from. Chafei Amud Aleph on the second line. Karpef Yosef Beis Asayim Shlo Hukaf Ladira. So you have this Karpef that is more than a Beis Asayim area that was not Hukaf Ladira, that was not made to for residents inside of it. So it's a problem. Midra Abanan, you're not allowed to carry in this area. Ubalamato, and you want to be Mamayit the area. So how do you go about doing that? Mi'ato bi'ilanos lohavi mi'at. If you add trees to it, lohavi mi'at, that is not a mi'at. As interesting compared to what we had 2 days ago when we said nata rubo hariyuka chatzir mutzer on chaf gimel mabeis, when we said if you planted a bunch of trees that doesn't ruin it, because that is trees are, you know, you walk around and it hasn't changed anything. So therefore here Gemara also says if you put trees in lo havimiyat, that is not memait the area, and it's still considered a karpef more than beis asayim, and you're still not allowed to carry in it. The Gemara here does not mention how big the tree is, how wide the tree is. Just to contrast it, just look at the next line. Banabo amud gavoa sarber chavadalid. If you would put a pillar inside of this area, 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, havi miut. That would be a miut. Why? Because we know 10 by 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. So that would be a, that would be a miut of the area. That's Rosh Hashanah Yachid itself. And that would be significant. There's a picture of this in, picture number 147. We'll talk about the picture in a second, but just to contrast it, where it talks about putting a pillar there, it gives a shear. But in the previous line, by the Ilanos, it does not give a shear. And that is why the Rashba on this Gemara says it really doesn't matter how big or small the tree is. The Rashba says, Pirish, Loshna Ilan She'ina Gavo Asara, Ve'in Rachav Dalid, Veloshna Gavo Asara Rachav Dalid, Dehavi Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Even if the tree is 10 high and 4 wide, it still is not Mamayit the area. Different than the Amud. Why? Because this tree is not machalik the rishus, the ha'amud she'ino rachav dalad rishus b'fnei atzmahu. An amud, a pillar, that's not serving any purpose. That's not being mishamish the area. That's just there, obviously, to be machalik the area, to be mimayit the area. Ela mishum sheha ilanos tashmish ha'karpef hein. Hari heilu nechshav en imo. But because the trees are considered a tashmish of the karpef, they're considered a usage to beautify the karpef, and they're nechshav with the karpef, and imdadad imo, and they're measured with it. So it doesn't matter the size of the tree. The tree can be very tall, it can be very wide, it's still going to be batel, and it's different than the Amud. That's what the Rashba points out, that there's no shear given. And I just so quoted the Marsham in the Tshuva uses the same principle about what's, if something is being mishamish the area, is that memayit the area, that we know by mezuzah. We know by mezuzah that its shear of mezuzah has to be dalad al dalad amos. That's the minimum requirement of a room for the chiv of mezuzah. So it comes up very halachal maisa by walk-in closets. By walk-in closets, you know, what is the area that you're able to walk in? If you have a very little closet, it doesn't need a mezuzah. But if you have a walk-in closet and the area is a significant area, large, dalad al dalad amos, then that closet requires a mezuzah. Which side? But says the Marsham, what if you have a certain room that you have something, you have a piece of furniture in the room. A piece of furniture in the room and it's been mined from dalad al dalad. So says the Marsham, based on this Rashba, that anytime something is being mishamish the area, it's not mamayit the area. If something serves no purpose, you have this omid in the middle, okay, yeah, omid in the middle, it's mamayit the area. But if you have a piece of furniture, right, it comes up, let's say you have a lot of times, whoever has a walk-in closet, you have the poles on the side to put the clothing. Right, so the question is, is that mamayit the area? Because you need to go by walking space. So that's something kavua on the side, but if you have a piece of furniture, let's say in the middle, is that memait the area? The Marsham says, based on our Gemara, anything that's mishamish the area is not memait that area. Okay, the Shema also talks in the end. What about a bor? Is that memait the area? Because the Gemara always, the past couple of dafim, I've always spoken about on top and on bottom. You do something to a tail, you have a bor. Here it doesn't talk about a bor, so he assumes that a bor would be the same thing. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about it. A bor would also not be my the area. So that's by Ilanus. What about Amud? So Banabo Amud here is different already. Here the Gemara gives Shiurim. Gavoas Rav Dalid, if the Amud, if the pillar is 10 high and 4 wide, Havimiyah. Why? Because that is a Rishus Yachid Bifrei Atzmo. And if we're talking about a field which is just above Beis Asayim, therefore this pillar now takes up some space. So you take out this area, and now it's less than a Beis Asayim. And we know that less than a Beis Asayim, even if it was Lohu Gafladira, is okay, right? We don't pass it like a Rida Ben Baba from a few days ago. So that's why Havi Miyat. Pachos Mi Gimel. But if the Amud is less than 3 Tvachim wide, Lo Havi Miyat. That's not a Miyat. Why? Why isn't that a Miyat? We'll see in a minute. That's according to everybody. It's not a Miyat. Why? Because less than 3 Tvachim is, we know 3 Tvachim is Lavud. That shows, the idea of Lavud reflects that the shear of the Gibel Tvachim is a significant shear. So in this case, we're on Chaf Hamad Aleph in the 6th line. So because this is less than 3 Tvachim, that shows it's insignificant. Therefore, it's Batel to the area. And it's not Mamai the area. It's as if it's not there. That's why if the Amud is less than 3 Tvachim wide, you would say that it is still called the Karpei Pua, the base of Sayim. Mikim Alad Dalid. But if it's 3 to 4, right, 4 Tvachim or more, so that's for sure Mamite. Less than 3 is for sure not Mamite. What about from 3 to 4? That's the Machlokas. Rava Amar Havi Miyut, Rava Amar Lo Havi Miyut. Machlokas between Rava and Rava. Rava Amar Havi Miyut. Rava says that it is a Miyut, right, meaning it is significant to Hanafik Lemitaris Lavin. It's more than 3. It's more than Lavin, and as Rashi here says, Nafik Lemitaris Lavin, you see the Rashi about the 5th line, in the skinny lines, Klomar, to Hachashiv Le Gimel Ba'almo Lemefik Mitaris Lavin. Hilka Hachanami Chashiv Vilabato. We're not using Lavin here. We're talking about the size of the pillar. But we're using Lavud as a model to teach me that 3 Tvachim is a significant area. Just like 3 Tvachim is important for Lavud, so too 3 Tvachim is important to show me the pillar is significant, and therefore it's not Batal. That is the Shita of Rabbah. Rabbah Amar Lo Havi Miyut. Rabbah says, no, it's not a Miyut, even if it's more than 3 Tvachim. Kiven to Lo Havi Makom Tal Lo Chashiv. Because we know a Makom, a significant area, Rishus HaYachid, has to be 4 Tvachim wide. So if it's not 4 Tvachim wide, it is not considered Chashiv. So that's the difference if you put the pillar in. So if you look at Rashi, back on the second skinny line, Rashi says, Banabo Amud Vafilu Ba'emsa, even in the middle. Right? And that's if you have in the picture book, you have the picture 147, this pillar is in the middle of this large field. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, Haisa Yesemi Beis Asayim Balamato Bilanos Enomiyat. Right? So that's, trees don't work. Banabo Amud Bitsad HaKosel. When the Rambam writes this halacha, he says it can't be in the middle. It has to be on the side. That's Rashi's afilu. Afilu b'emsa. So what is the Rambam saying? The machlokas is Rashi and the Rambam. But why would it have to be on the side? I'm not 100% sure. I don't have enough time to think about it. But according to Rashi, it can even be in the middle, meaning take off a little bit from each side. According to the Rambam, no, you have to take off a significant amount on one of the sides. Are you creating two separate reshuyos? It seems like from Rashi, the way I understood it, was that no, you are taking away this area, now you add it all up, and now it's less than a Yosef versus Asayim. But the Rambam may understood it differently, exactly. That what? That it's not just that you're taking away a certain area, which therefore wouldn't matter, but maybe somehow, if you would put it in the middle, you're dividing it, and that wouldn't work. This isn't enough to divide it. This isn't enough to divide it. You wouldn't be able to carry from, but it's not two different reshuyos, unless the rabbi is assuming that this would be somehow you'd be being mechale. Either way, we have to think about what the svar for the machlokas is. But according to the Rambam, he would have a different picture book. He would have a different picture because his would be al hatzad. Okay, but either way, that's machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam how to understand this where you put the amud. Okay, so we spoke about trees, we spoke about pillars. Now we're going to speak about another way to try to be mamayit the area. Again, this is all, you have this carpet shulka fladira. Yesterday we said, just remember, because for the next one is going to be important to remember what we did yesterday. Yesterday we said another way is to be makif it l'shem dira. How do you now, if it's a carpet shulka huka fladira, if this yard that, you know, it was not surrounded to be a residence, so how do you do it? So said the Gemara yesterday, you break down a wall 10 amos wide, you break down a certain area, and you build it again. So we know if you break down a wall 10 amos wide, that's a pirtza. That's already not a pesach anymore, it's a pirtza. And if it's a pirtza, so then you could close it up, and that's considered making a new wall, and that would be able to be, you're like starting anew. Now you're being makiv it l'shem dira. So keep that in mind for the next halacha. Says the Gemara, hir chikmin ha-kosel dalid v'asa b'chitza. Let's say you have your You have your mechitza, you have your yard, and you build another wall inside of it. Next picture, you can see in 148, you build a wall inside your existing wall. So, and you build it four tfachim away. So here we're not talking about shear of the wall itself, which we'll talk about in the Rishonim in a minute, but it says the Gemara here, but a kosal dalet. If you distance the wall from the wall next to it by four tfachim, vasa mechitza hoil, then it helps. Rashi here points out that the word here is not mimait, but it's hoil. According to Rashi, it's a machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashi, we are no longer talking about is this lessen the area to make it less than a base of sayim, because it doesn't say mamayit anymore. We're not interested in that issue. The issue is this now considered a karpev shehukaf ladira, even if it's more than base of sayim? But it's hoil, does it help? So says the Gemara that if it's more than four tvachim away, then if it's four tvachim away, that is hoil. Why? Because now there's a significant area in between the two walls that's considered separate, and now you've been makif this new area on the left side, on the inside of the mechitza, and therefore that would work. Pachos b'gimel, but if you left only less than three tefach space in between the new wall and the old wall, lo hoil, then everybody agrees that would not work, because that's lavud. And as Rashi here says, it's as if you're putting one mechitza on another mechitza. It's as if you're like thickening the outer wall. You didn't do anything new. It's like it's lavud, and therefore you'd put the mechitzas together. Migimel va'adalid, and again, from three to four, you have a machlokas between Rava and Rava. Rava amar hoel, Rava amar inamol. Rava amar moel, Rava says it works, which is what we paskin, more than three to hanafik lemitoris lavud. Once is more than lavud, so therefore it's considered a separate mechitza, and a separate mechitza, now this is called the hukah l'shem dira. Rava amar eino moel, kiva d'lohavim makam dalad lochashiv. Rava says no, because since it's not moel, because it's not a makam dalad, you don't have a makam chashiv on this in between the walls, so therefore lochashiv is not chashiv to be considered its own mechitza. Why wasn't this given just as yesterday? It's all one Gemara. It's all connected. But this is the issue. Two important issues that come up on this Gemara. So the way that we have our picture, you could pretty tell. I wanted to see who this is. In 148. So the wall, you built this wall away for tefachim. How long does the wall have to be? So if you look in the Ritva here says the wall has to be the entire length of the wall that you're building it against. Building it parallel to. Umistavra, vishihe kosel gavo asar tvachim. That's to be 10 tvachim high. That's not controversial. Vishihe mashuch kol hakosel harishon. Shahaya ba'oso atzach esamchulazeh. Bein meruba, bein muat. When you build this extra wall inside, it has to be as long as the wall that you're building it next to. And that's how the picture seems to have drawn it. Right? You see, it has to be the same, that distance. Says the rush. No, it doesn't. Ten amas. 10 amas long. That's all you have to do. After all, says the Rosh, don't you remember yesterday's Gemara? What did yesterday's Gemara say? Yesterday's Gemara said that if you make, how you mock if something l'shem dira, you break the wall down 10 amos, and you put up, you build it back up 10 amos. The Rosh says, what's the difference? Whether you're breaking down the wall and restructuring it, or versus putting up an inner wall. 10 amos long, says the Rosh. The Ritva obviously didn't feel that way. The Ritva felt that it was some type of chilah. What's the svar for the Ritva? So here we look in the Bir Halacha. First, the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Rosh. We want to be in Shin Nun Ches Vav. Vana mechitza ba'orech eser, lifnei mechitza harishona levatla. If you build a mechitza 10 length in front of the other mechitza, to be mevatel, the back mechitza, shetia kamo she'ena, so the back one is as if it doesn't exist. V'yia mukaf ledira ayde shnia, and you'll use that second one. Imir chigim harishona shlosha tvachim mutter. We paskin l'kul in both cases. We paskin three tvachim, that's it, as long as it's yatsumi toras lavud, and we paskin like the Rosh, says the Bir Halacha. Zu svaras harash, behil chosav, to bashir kizet dayla hatir bakarpik. V'yav agav she'eno chosav shalem, aye, it doesn't take up the whole rest of the wall. V'kal makom logaria, it's not worse. Be paras eser v'gadro d'mahani. So worse than yesterday's Gemara. That if you break the wall, 10 amos, and it helps. V'afil lobabas achas. Even if you didn't do it at once, remember we said yesterday, you break a piece, you build it, you break a piece, you build it, right? Once you get to 10, it's panam chadash is ba'olakan. And then he goes through a couple of lines, and then at the end of the piece, he says, v'da, t'haritva b'chidushev cholik alzeh. The Chafetz Chaim also learned Erevin with the Ritva. He says, the Ritva argued. The Ritva says, the Ritva doesn't explain his svara. The Ritva just says, that's to build the whole wall. So what's the svara for the Rosh? What's the svara for the Rosh is easy. The Rosh says, you know, this is significant, but the Ritva is mechalik. The Ritva says, though when you break down the wall, 10 amos is long enough. But when you put up the wall in the middle, it has to be the whole length of the wall. Why? There's a difference. Do you have Asiya Avira L'Hai Gisa L'Hai Gisa? No, that's only... What, but I'm saying, but in the middle here, it's... You have a 10-amma wall stuck in the middle, but if you have on that side of it, don't you need a certain distance on both sides of Asiya Avira L'Hai Gisa?
It's a 70-amma...
That's only on one side. You need a big distance on both sides. But even more, what's the difference between these two? So it says the Bir Halacha. Usvaraso deins and dibyul paratz ama. Shabi kol makom paratz akozal yashar v'chitsha b'shir kozal hagadayinu yosem yaser. Over there, you're creating a wall. You have a piritsa now. You have no machitza. To create a machitza, 10 amos is long enough. But here you have a machitza. And you're trying to be mavat. You're trying to save this wall as if it's not there. You need something stronger for that. You're not trying to just create a mechitza. Mechitza is 10 amos long. Fine. But you're not just creating a mechitza. You're creating a mechitza that's strong enough to say that the other mechitza doesn't exist. So then it has to be just as long as the other mechitza. Avo bazesha kosel ha-yashin bim komo omeid ich tibatil b'shvil shabana betop karpeth eza amos kosel. V'gam ata achar binyon. Lunish tarb ma-karpeth b'klum. Lo b'tzal v'lo b'fnim. So that's why it has to be long enough. And that's why the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha ends off, HaMekel Kedash Shulchan Aruch Lo Hifsin, which makes it sound like, L'chadchilo, you should try to do like the Ritva, and that's like to build it as long as the previous wall, but if not, it is okay. Okay, one other Ha'ara on this Gemara. And that is, there's a Tosfos, what did the Gemara here say? That if it's four tvachim away from the outer wall, then it helps. If it's less than three tvachim from the outer wall, then it doesn't help. Why? Because it's lavud, and it's like you build a mechitza on a mechitza. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to do it. There's a Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Yud Zayin, which says, I'll read you the Lashon. It's talking about being mitztaref pasul schach. Let's say you have miyuhecha deleka bepsulim dalid. You have avir pachos mikimul mafzik b'neim. You have a certain amount of pasul schach, but they're not right next to each other. But they're each within three tvachim of each other. So if you put all together, you put all these schach together, right, using lavud, so then it will pasul the sukkah. So it says the Gemara, ein ha'avir mashlimo la'arba, b'masha choshvo kisasu machmas lavud. You know, you don't say lavud in that case. If you have this pasul schach, you have, let's say you have like trees that are connected to the ground on top of your sukkah, you don't say lavud in that case to be mitztarif all of the schach to make it pasul. Why? Last four words of Tosis, delo amrinan lavud lahachmir. That's the language of Tosus. You don't say lavud lahachmir. You don't say lavud to add stringencies. That's what Tosus says. Lo amrinan lavud lahachmir. Ask the Chacham Tzvi on our Gemara. What did we just say? If you build a wall within three tefachim of the wall, of the outer wall, no lavud, no good, because of lavud. Yesh lavud lahachmir, right? How could this Gemara, right? What is it? Kashan Tosus. Kashan Tosus seems to be against the Gemara. Our Gemara seems to be using lavud lahachmir. So the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva tells us the Yisod about lavud, which helps explain this, and we've had lavud a number of times. We're finally getting to the Yisod of lavud. It's in Reish Sadik Aleph in Aruch Chaim. He quotes this Tosus, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi. So v'nira lila tarid divrei atosus. The atosus bar milelu. Tosus is 100% clear, says the Avnei Nezer. The halacha l'moshe misinai shahaya beloved o begud. What the halacha l'moshe misinai? It's not that you can only say it l'kula. What the halacha l'moshe misinai? Who shall love it o hagud ose mechitza. The halacha isn't that three tvachim you put together. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, at least by walls, that lavud creates a mechitza. Memela, once it creates that mechitza, it doesn't matter if it's l'kula or l'chumra. In a case where you're not talking about a mechitza, like the roof of schach. So then you could say, you know, you could talk about whether you're going to say it l'hachmir l'haka, because you're not creating anything there. But usually, says the Avnei Nezer, lavud creates mechitzas. And it creates mechitzas whether you like it or not. So says the Gemara, Varayah there. What's the Raya that it creates mechitzas? That's just a din of carrying, of having something within three tvachim. It says, unbelievable. What do we have a couple? Remember, I spoke about the pasin, where you could have a mechitza of reeds that are within three tvachim of each other. So what do we say? It works because of lavud. Because you're mitztaref the reeds, and it's all like it's one big mechitza. Says the Avnei Nezer, what do you mean? Maybe the air should be mitztaref, and it's as if the reeds aren't there. And it's, you have nothing. You know, who says that you should be mitztaref the reeds and say the airspace is as if it's not there? Maybe you should say mitztaref the airspace and say the reeds aren't there. You know, what's that? What, lavud is just three tvachim? So why should he be mitzayif the reed and not the airspace? We should have that real love it. Vamaylo name a love it ifcha. She hey avir chashiv kalavid v'yeh akol avir v'yeh zeh b'koach alavid la'asos yeshno eino. Now maybe love it makes what's there as if it's not there. So says the Avnei Nezer, ach pirushin shel dvarim. No, that's the key. The ikar love it la'asos mechitza. The ikar, what does love it do? It makes partitions. It makes mechitzas. V'loshen noma love it la'avir la'vata mechitza. That's not lovehood. The kiva chenasa mechitza, and once the mechitza is made, shuv yeshbo kol dini mechitza bein lahakel bein lahachmir. So once you're in the world of mechitzas, so then that's what you say. It doesn't matter if a cooler chumra. It's mechitzas. Ach bedavar shetchilas amiraso loved o good yeh lahachmir. But if you're not making a mechitza, but you're just saying if you say loved will create a chumra or a kula, that's where Tosfos and Sukkah is talking. Ach zek amirat Tosfos d'lo amrin and loved ulafize yavah kol anacho. So Tosfos is talking about the schach puzzle. You're not creating mechitzas up there. You're saying it's the schach and tzarif to each other. So if you would say it, it's lachumra. So it doesn't work. But here, you built the wall within three tefachim of the outer wall. If you build it within three tefachim, so it's like one big mechitza. Rashi says it's as if you slopped on some more cement to the outer wall. So it's as if you're just making one larger mechitza. V'havi mechitza al gabi mechitza. B'she b'chol eilu, ein b'tchilas amirs lovet lahachmir. You're not saying lovet lahachmir. What are you doing? Rakshan na'asa mechitza, midin lovet. U'memelo yesh mechumra. That's fine. Memelo, that can be chumras. Ma'she enki, gabi schach pasal kanal. V'divri tosas v'rurim. Right, so that's what he emphasizes, that this is correct, and don't ask any kashas of Tosfos. Okay, that's what Lavid does. We learned a little bit about Lavid. Lavid makes mechitzas, and in Mela, you have all dini mechitza, bein lahakel, bein lahachmer. Okay. Yeah.
According to Rav Shimon Gamliel,
it says Lavid is fourth vachim. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it
says Lavid is fourth vachim,
yeah? Well, normally, we mentioned that there are kulas and chumers, depending where. But here, it would be a chumrah. Here will be a chumrah according to Rosh Gamliel that loved his four tefachim. Correct. So according to Rosh Gamliel, it's the kasha. Right. So it fits into the concept. Rav Simi Masi Lakula. Period. Right. If added forwards, Rav Simi is Masi Lakula. What does this mean? Again, discussion of the Rishonim. Let's do Rashi. Masi. What does that mean? It means he formulates the machlokas in a more make a way. He says that everybody would agree. What did the Gemara say previously? 3 to 4 is the machlokas. In both, by the Amud and by the Hirchak Menachosa. So Rav Simi said no. 3 to 4, everybody would agree is okay. It is a significant area because it's not loving anymore, and it's not considered mechitza al gabi mechitza. The only machlokas is within 3. Beforehand, we said everybody agrees within 3, it's no good, and the machlokas is from 3 to 4. But when Rav Simi said over this machlokas, he said he just moved it down a notch. That everybody agrees 3 to 4 is okay, but the machlokas is less than 3. Period. Next possibility, how to be memait, how to lessen the area of this karpev shlohu kafladir. Tach votit v'yochol lamod bifnei atzmo. If you put on cement, you slopped cement on the outer wall, and the cement would be able to stand by itself. Meaning if you take away you must have put on a good amount of cement, that it would be able to be stand on its own, have a miut. That's considered a miut of the area. That's looked at as an independent, mechitza, and therefore it is memait the area. But eino yachal lamod bifnei atzmo. But if the tit can't be stand by itself, it can't stand by itself, it's just added onto the outer wall, and if you take away the outer wall, it would not exist, it would fall down also. That's a machlokas. Rabba amar havi miyat, rabba amar lo havi miyat. So here we pass on the chumra, that it wouldn't be a miyat. Why? Rabba amar havi miyat, rabba says it would be a miyat, hashta miyakai. It's a miyat, what do you mean? What's the difference if it stands or not? You add it onto the wall, now, lamaisa, there's less than beis hasayim, less than Yosef and Beis Hasayim in the area. So that's it. It's not a Kairav Shalom Hukaf Ladira. You're more than Beis Hasayim. And therefore it's Mutter. Rabba Amar Lo Havi Miyat. Rabba said, no, it's not a good Miyat if it can't stand by itself on its own. Kivat Lo Yochel will make it. Bifnei Atzmo Lo Klumu. No, you didn't do anything. So you put something inside this Karpev. But you didn't. You didn't warm and mite the area significantly. So that's why he says it's not Kazir to Miyak. Next possibility. Hirkik min hatel dalid va'asa mechitza. New case. What happens if on one side of this karpev you had a big mound of dirt? Picture 149. You have a big mound of dirt instead of the wall, so that's functioning as a mechitza. But again, it wasn't hukaf ladira. So how do you make this hukaf ladira? So you want to put a wall on that side where the mountain is. So where the mound of dirt is. So if you put a mechitza, if you put it more than four tefachim away, so again, ho'il, that it helps. Again, not that it helps, again, using Rashi's principle from before, it's ho'il, it's not mamait. Not that it's mamait, the area, to less than Yosef Beis Hasayim, but it's ho'il, it's as if that this is considered hukaf, l'shem, dira, because you have an area, a significant area behind it, and therefore, it would create the whole area. Remember that you only need one wall to be mak of an area, l'shem, dira, even though it's a Rosh Hashanah without this wall. Remember, we hold we pass according to Rov Rishonim, three walls is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid by itself. So you might say, what's the fourth wall doing? The answer, no. This is all the Dinder Rabbanan. The fact that you're not allowed to carry in a carpet, Shlohuka Fladira, Yosef Yavis Hashem is Dinder Rabbanan. So they say, the way to get out of it is to even add on a fourth wall. So if it's more than four tefachim away, it's significant. Pachos be gimel o al sfas hatel. If it's within three tefachim of the edge of the mountain, or it's on the edge of the mountain, it's on the edge of the see the picture 150 Rav Chista Rav Hamnuna, it's on the edge where the mountain ends. So that's machlokas Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna. Chad Omar Hoel, one says that it still does help, even though this is what we would call a mechitza al gabe mechitza, because the tel itself is a mechitza and you're adding on to that now. Still one man Omar says no, a mechitza al gabe mechitza is okay, would help, would be a mo'il. V'chan amar lo ho'il. And the other man amar says, lo ho'il, it does not work, because this is a mechitza gabi mechitza. You're just making the mechitza bigger, but it's not going to work. So does he say, let's just finish for a second. To stand Rav Chista amar ho'il, let's say, actually we're going to prove that Rav Chista says ho'il in a second. Let's not read that for a minute. So he says, it seems to be like one opinion, which is going to end up being Rav Chista, mechitza al gabi mechitza works. That's always. Whenever you have regular, let's say you have regular walls. So you could always just make the walls bigger, and Rav Chista would say it would work. So the Ritva again here limits it. V'nirin advarim shlo hekel Rav Chista elazeh da'asa al svas hatel. Only in this type of case, when you say mechitza agam mechitza, would be considered mechitza regarding to be makivich l'shem dira. Sha'afo b'she'ina osa hekel yoshem b'toch haneka, even though the people, regarding the people inside this carpet, you haven't done anything. They haven't done anything, because they had a mechitza beforehand, and they have a mechitza now. But still, osehu heker liyoshim al hatel. We're going to get to a case in a few minutes, that what happens if you live on the mountain? If you have a house on the mountain, just look at the picture for a second, 151. If you have a house on the mountain, so then even if you put up this is mechitza gam mechitza, but it's nechshav a good mechitza for the people on the other side, for the people on top of the mountain. So says the Ritva, if it's nechshav a mechitza for one side, then even though the other side is mechitza gam mechitza, then it can be significant. But if it's not significant for anybody, it's stam mechitza gam mechitza, so then the Ritva says, even though the Gemara doesn't limit it, the Gemara seems to say general principle, mechitza gam mechitza would be good, but the Ritva seems to limit it, number one. And just he adds on another point, also important, that this whole issue of mechitza gam mechitza is only if the first one was a good mechitza. If you have a wall that's less than 10 tefachim, and then you add on to make it 10 tefachim, then that's not called mechitza agam mechitza. That's making a mechitza. There wasn't a mechitza there in the first place. So that's just, even the other opinion, Rav Huna would agree that that would be good if the first one was less than 10 tefachim. But the Gemara continues. Let's say Rav Chista is the one that says it does work if you build this mechitza on the tail to itmar, but he says it beferish. Ha'osa mechitza agam mechitza. If you make a mechitza on a mechitza, amar Rav Chista b'Shabbos ho'il, it works for Shabbos. There's the raya. But the Gemara, there's a machlokas about another din. B'nichsei Shabbos. I'm sorry, there's a machlokas about Shabbos, but b'nichsei hager lo kana. But in the chasm of a ger lo kana. What's in the chasm of a ger? Let's say Rachmana l'Islan, a convert dies and he has no yarshim. So what happens to his properties? Right? If there's a Jew that dies, ain lecha Yehudi she'ain lo yarshim. You go back either forward, no children, you go backwards. There's always a Jew that has relatives. You can't just go and take his property. But if you have a ger dies, and he has no children, and he has no relatives, right? So then what happens to his property? So the halacha is kolakodim zacha. They're hefker. They're hefker, and whoever gets them. So the question is, there are different ways to be kona items, which we'll talk a little bit more in a minute. But b'nechsei hager, let's say you built a mechitza. Let's say the the gers, the chasim are in a yard, and you build a mechitza around the yard on top of the mechitza that was already there, then Rav Chizkiya would say, lo kana. That's also not good enough. Why should there be a difference between Ilchas Shabbos and Ilchas Kinyanim? We'll get to that in a minute. Rav Sheshes Amar, but that's what Allah is. Rav Sheshes Amar, Av Shabbos, Nami Lo Moel, Tistayim. Rav Sheshes is no, even regarding Shabbos, Mechitza Gam Mechitza does not work. So we prove that Rav Sheshes is the one that would say Mechitza Gam Mechitza works, and Rav Chizkiya is the one that said it would work, Rav Sheshes would say it does not work. Amar Rav Chizda, Umodeli Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda says that Rav Sheshes would agree to me. Rav Sheshes says that usually it does not work, would agree to me. Shem Atza Mechitza Al Hatel, Shahawil, that if you made the mechitza on the tail, not the svasa tail, but you made it on the tail, that it would work. What is this? Rashi explains, it's talking about the people who were living on top, what the Ritva was referring to before. Picture 151. My time up. Hoel uba avir mechitza sal yonos udar. Because that's not really, Rav Sheshes would agree to that, because that's not really mechitza agave mechitza. That's for the people sitting on top of the tail, that's one mechitza. Right? So that's why he would agree that it would work in that case. Boi, a little bit more about mechitza gav mechitza, and then we'll talk about nechzi hager. Boi, Rabba Barav Chana, nivlu mechitzas hatachtonos v'ha'el yonas kayamus mahu. According to the Manda Omar, that building a mechitza gav mechitza does not work. According to that Manda Omar, let's say you build a mechitza gav mechitza, but then the walls of Yericho syndrome happens, right? The bottom mechitzas were swallowed up into the ground, and all of a sudden you're only left with the new mechitzas that you put there. So does that count? Do you put up those mechitzas? That's the only thing left. Let's say they were swallowed up. Lamai. So regarding what halacha? Ilan nechse hager. What's the baya? What's the question of Rabbi Barbar Chana? Is he wondering about whether this type of kinyan would work for nechse hager to be kone, the nechas, and the property of a ger? So then, no. We have a statement already that it would not work. Hainud Rabbi Yirmiya Biira. To Amar Yirmiya Biira, Amar of Yehuda, Haiman Deshad Lifta. Apila da'ara deger. If somebody throws a lifta, a turnip, let's in the hole of the land of a ger, there are different ways to be kona land, again, which we'll talk about in 2 minutes. But let's say a person throws a turnip in, and he has kavana, then in that way he's going to throw the turnip into the property of the ger. The turnip is going to eventually take root. So then that's how I'm being kona the stuff in this property. Because remember, if you're kona a chatzer, you're kona everything in the chatzer. That's called a kinyan agav. If you're kona metaltal and sheish la machrais, if you're kona mission in kedushin, if you're kona land, then you're kona everything on the land through agav. Agav means through the kinyan of the land, you're kona the property on top. So let's say a person throws this turnip in and then he has kavana to be kona, but then ba'asi yisrael achrina and a different Jew came rafa gbaperta, but and he dug a little bit in the ground. He did an actual ma'isa biyadayim b'guf hakarkav. He did an action in the guf. So what's the halacha? Basra kani kamalo kani. The second guy is kona. Not the first guy who threw the turnip in. Why not? Didn't he do an action also? My timer. No, but isn't it the shah de loka shavach? At the moment that he threw the turnip in, he wasn't mishabeach. He didn't do anything to help the land. When did the turnip help the land? In a couple days, in a couple of months, whatever, weeks, when it took root and it started to plant the turnip field there. But that happened mela. And once it happens with Mela, you know, that's not a kinyan regarding Nechzi Hager. So it says the Gemara, same thing, Huadin Mechitza Gabi Mechitza. When you put up the Mechitza, it's like throwing a turnip in. So when the walls, the old walls, fell down through the ground, so that's like the turnip finally taking root. But we know, if turnip taking root, that doesn't help. For kinyan and Nechzi Hager, you have to do a Maisa B'Yadayim. You can't do a kinyan to Mela. Kinyan to Mela doesn't work. If something happens to be in your property, okay. But here, you're trying to be Kone, the Nechzi Hager. That's not enough. Kinyan to Mela doesn't work. Just like it doesn't work by the turnip, so too, it doesn't work by these walls that are left there after the old walls falls down. So Rabba Bar Chana can't be asking about whether this would work for Nechzi Hager. It must be he's asking about something else. The Ella Lenin Shabbos. So it must be he's asking regarding Shabbos. Meaning, if you usually say Mechitza Gav Mechitza for Shabbos does not work, so what happens if only the new Mechitzas are left because the old ones were swallowed up? Having Mechitza Gemara says again, what do you mean? Having Mechitza Nasib Shabbos. What do you mean? So it's like as if it's a wall that was made on Shabbos. And we've had already in the past, I'll take the question in a second. Vatanya called Mechitza Nasib Shabbos, Bein Beshogi, Bein Mezah Shema Mechitza. It works. Whether it's made b'shogeg or b'mezid, it's about you. Maybe you're not supposed to make mechitzas on Shabbos, but if you did, here it was made by itself. So then it works. So again, what's the question? Of course it's good. So where I said, no, Rav Idmar Allah Rav Nachman Loshan El Elizrak Al Tatal Asr. But didn't Rav Nachman say that really it's not a good mechitza? It's just a good mechitza regarding if you throw something in there, you're going to be chayiv mida oraisa if you throw it from Rishas Ram to Rishas Yachid. But you still can't be metaltal in there. It's not a full mechitza. So where I said, no. Kidra Rav Nachman Amazed Idmar. Rav Nachman's whole limit was only if you did it b'mezid, and it's Mishum Knas. Really, it is a mechitza if it's Nasas Me'aleha on Shabbos. That's a full mechitza. Ah, you can't be metaltal in it. So as Rav Nachman says, that's a Knas if you made a mechitza on Shabbos, b'mezid. But really, it is a full-fledged mechitza, and therefore, that is the answer to Rav Barachana's question, or they want to say that he shouldn't have even asked it, because it's for sure like a mechitza Nasas Me'aleha, which would be good. Yeah. Why? How is this different again than which case? Where you have the mechitza, meaning at the edge of the water over there. You put up the fence, so mechitza, that's assuming like the sheet, there's a mechitza, got a mechitza, there's no good. Right, why did the Gemara bring it up there? I'm not sure. Why did the Gemara bring it up, mechitza, got a mechitza there? I'm not sure. Maybe they're trying to discuss it. I don't remember. So is there to discuss it? I'm not sure. Okay, let's do two more lines. Hahi itza, fifth wide line. Hahi itza da'avin mechitza agavi mechitza b'nechzei hager. Again, a certain woman made a mechitza agavi mechitza b'nechzei hager. Asahu gavra, rafak maperta. She made this mechitza agavi mechitza, and then another guy came and dug a little bit. Asah l'kame d'Rav Nachman ukma biyade. And they came to the tower of Nachman and said, it's yours, to the man. So Asah even got safka gabe. She starts screaming, what do you mean? I made this mechitza 10 years ago. So Amar Allah, my Avilacha, what can I do? Dvo machzigis kide machazki in she. No, you weren't machzik it like people are machzik. And therefore, you did a mechitza like a mechitza, which is no good. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. Got to speak about an important principle, which we'll get to now. It's a lot in Maseches Kiddushin, it comes up a lot, in the Babas, but just a crucial issue about Kinyanim. This Lashon already tips us off. You weren't machzik it kide machazki in she. What does that mean? You didn't do a proper Kinyan. What do you mean kide machazki in she? Let's read a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Zechiyo Matana. Same for Kinyan in the Rambam. Hilchas Zechiyo Matana, the Rambam talks about all of Sefer Mechira is about different ways to acquire. Right? We know there are various types of Kinyanim. There's something called the Kinyan Hagba, where you fill up. Kinyan Mishicha, you pull an animal. Kinyan Mosera, you leave the reins of an animal. Kinyan Agav, Kinyan Maos, right? You pay for something. Right? All various types of Kinyanim. Says the Rambam, Nichse ger she'en lo yarshim v'nichse hefker, right, the nechasim of a ger that doesn't have any inheritors, or the nechasim of hefker, v'sada shemachar agoy liyisrael v'adayim lo hechzik ba, kulam dinam shava. All of these, the din is the same, if it's hefker, if a ger that doesn't have any yarshim, kala machzik bahem v'derech midarchi ha-chazaka, kana. If you do what's called a kinyin chazaka, then it works. Kinyin chazaka means you do a maisa, that itself is a discussion in the Rambam of the Raivin and Hilchas Mechira. But if you do a kinyin chazaka, you do something that is machzik the field, kana, chutz me'achilas peros. But not just eating fruits. Eating fruit wouldn't be good enough. What does that mean, Ketzad? Listen to this. If you buy something from your friend, let's say your friend is selling something to you, and you go into your friend's field and you eat some fruit. So regular transactions from your friend, that would work. That's a kinyan. That's showing that that's you're eating from the property. So that would work. Avol b'nechzei hefker, b'nechzei hager, afilu achal peiro se'ilon kama shanim. Even if for 10 years you went in there, lo kana, lo gufa ilam, lo gufa karka. The kinyan doesn't work. Ache yaza maisa begufa aretz, osa yavod avoda be'ilan. And he says, maisa be'isha achas, that ate for 13 years, and somebody else did a maisa, and someone gave it to the last one. Which is, why is this? Why is it that when you buy something from your friend, you can eat fruit from the property, and that automatically, the transaction goes through, and it switches, that's a kinyan. And all of a sudden, when it comes to nichse hager, or nichse hefker, you know, wouldn't you think, on the one hand, that it's easier to be Kona from the street? It's nobody's. So isn't that easier? So what you sow, that many Achronim say, and that is all Kinyanim, the secret of all Kinyanim is two words. Horaz Vilas. Horaz Vilas means a reflection of ownership. And in every context of Kinyanim, every Kinyan is about reflecting that you are now the owner. That's why by certain times you have to do a maisa in the gufa karka. You can't just eat fruit. Sometimes you have to lift it up. That's showing that it's yours. You have to pull it. You have to call the animal. But all kinyanim, the secret, hora'as bailas. That's by all kinyanim. So say the achronim, maybe that explains why Nichsei Hager. Because if somebody is on the other side of the transaction and pushing it into your Rishus, what's called Das Acheres Makne, pushing it into your Rishus, so then you don't have to do so much. He is there, his Das is saying it's yours, you go eat the fruit, that works! That's a Kinyan Chazaka, you're eating from the fruit. But by Nichsei Hager, it's on the floor, it's nobody's. What's bringing this into your Rishus? So you're eating the fruit. But by Nichsei Hager, you need a stronger Horaz Bailus to be able to make it yours. You can't just eat fruit, which would be good enough elsewhere. You have to do a Maiseh Beguf HaKarka. If you physically dig the ground, so that's good for Nichsei Hager. But Achilas Peiros would not be good enough. That's why the Rambam says Achilas Peiros is different. But using that principle, get back to our Gemara. What was the answer by to the woman? You are in machzik kidabachazki inshi. What do you mean kidabachazki inshi? That's exactly the point. How are people usually machzik? How do they show that they're the bailam on this type of property? Not by eating the fruit. Not by right? You have to do a ma'aseh b'guf hakarka. Or earlier, why is Nichsei Hager different than Shabbos? For Shabbos, we said, everybody agrees it's no good. Right? Everybody agrees. No, I'm sorry. By Shabbos, it was a machlokas. Correct. But by Rav Sheshes, who was machalik? Wuchita? I lost the place. Rav Chisda, b'Shabbos mo, b'Nichsei Hager lo kana. Right, by Shabbos it works, and b'Nichsei Hager it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? If it works by Shabbos, it works by Nichsei Hager. No, the point is, Nichsei Hager might have higher standards, because you have to have a Horaz Bailus by Nichsei Hager, and sometimes, even though logically you might have said it's easier, on the one hand it's easier, because you're not taking it from somebody else's Rishus, but on the other hand, it could be harder, because nobody's putting it into your Rishus. You know, there are parallels where if somebody's putting it into your Rishus, it's easier. Right? Tosfos holds all over Shas, in Sanhedrin, and in other places, by a Katan. A Katan can't be Kona Midaraisa. Tosfos holds, Das Acheres Makne, a Katan can be Kona. Came up on Sukkos. Right? If I give my Katan child the Lulav, the first day it has to be Lachem. Right, it has to be Lachem, it has to be yours. So if I give it to my child, is it his Midaraisa? Says Tosfos, yes. If you have a Gadol pushing it into the Katan's Rishus, it works. The only problem is that if I give it to him, I can't get it back. Right, because there's no Das Acheres Kona. If you're putting it into the Katan, so after your Yosin, the first 2 days, then you can give it. Because the other days, you don't need Lachem the other days. But that's Das Acheres Makne. That's a parallel, that's a model where you see, if there's a Makne, then it would be good. Okay, let's go. Karpev, there's only one more thing to say, the rest of the blot, don't worry. Karpev, Bas Space Shalosh, Bekir, Bo Besa'ah. Let's say you have a Karpev that's Shalosh, that's three Besa'ah, right? So it's more than Besa'ah. It's three Besa'ah, and you roofed over one of the Besa'ah. Right, you see in the picture, 152, you roofed over one of the Besa'ah, so does that make it now only Besa'ayim, and therefore it would be good? So Rabba Amar Aver Kiruya Miyasro. Rabba says, too bad. The airspace under the roof is Miyater, also adds to the area, and it's not Mamayik, therefore it's considered more than Besa'ayim, and it doesn't help. Rabzeira Amar Ein Aver Kiruya Miyasro. No, Rabzeira said, no, the airspace, that's roof, is not Miyater, doesn't add to the space next to it, and therefore it's considered exactly Besa'ayim. Asayim, and therefore you're allowed to carry in it. Yeah.
If it's ten
tefachim high. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now. That's exactly what we're talking about. Does it drop down? So lema, let's say this machlokas is exactly what Alex has said. The principle of pitik rav yored v'sosim. Are we saying that they are arguing about the principle of the roof dropping down? Lema rava rav zera beplug to the rav shvul kamifliki. Maybe they're arguing about what rav shvul argue about. To itmar achsaja bebika. If you have an achsaja, you just have a place in the middle of the desert. Picture 153. You have a picket in the middle of nowhere. You have an achsaja with a roof on it. So are you allowed to be metatal underneath? Rav amr mutal tatal bekula shvul amr emetatal nela b'dal namas. Rav says no, you're allowed to. Shmuel says no. Rav amr mutal tatal bekula. I mean in pitik rav yored v'sosim. Rav says mutar because as if the size of the roof shoot down because if it's totally enclosed. Ushwol Amar Ein Matatan El Badalan Amos. Ushwol said, "No, you can't." Lor Mina Pitik Rav Yerushalayim. You don't say the walls, the roof shoots down. Just put in brackets. The Gemara later on says that Shmuel agrees by three sides that you would say Pitikra. It's only by four sides he wouldn't say it. But the Gemara here seems to be saying he rejects the principle, but it's not really so true. The later Gemara seems that he does say it. But either way, the Gemara says, "Is that what they're arguing about?" That's what they're arguing about in the case of the Karpev. The Gemara says, "No." If you would be make it like an achsadra straight across, then that would be a machlokas. But Akamaiskina, no, here is different. The Abda ki urzila. But here it's ki urzila. What does that mean? Slanted. Right, next picture, 154. You have a slanted roof. So that's the issue here. Even if you generally say pitik yard v'sosem, do you say it by a slanted roof? That's the machlokas between between Reb Zeira and Rava here. But really, don't compare the cases, because here is an added issue of whether you would say Pitik or Yorad V'Sosin. Yeah, that's what he says. The slow makes a difference. Slow makes a difference according to the Gemara. Amr Reb Zeira, Umodina, Reb Zeira, who had said earlier that Ein Aver Kiru Miyasra, Reb Zeira had said that the air does not add it, and therefore it's broken up. It's considered a separate base asayim. Reb Zeira says, Umodina b'karpef shdifes b'miluo. I agree. By a karpef, let's say you have a karpef that was nifrats to one side. The wall broke off on one side of the karpef. L'chatzer, sha'aser. The karpef itself is not more than base asayim, but now it's open to the chatzer. And if you add the chatzer's dimensions, it's more than base asayim. So then, Reb Zeira says, though if you have a roof, I say it doesn't add to it. If you have the chatzer next to it, it does add. My time. The air of the chatzer is miyatir, right? That's the picture 155, that the chatzer's area adds to the karpef, and therefore it is aser. Maskel of Rav Yossi is 1 second. What do you mean? The chatzer is mutter to carry in. So mutter airspace is going to add? Why is that such a problem? According to, as we've said a number of times, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, all chatzers and gagos and karpifos are all the same rishos, and it's mutter one to the other. So what, the mutter airspace is going to answer it? Amalei Abaye, come on, Reb Shimon. Abaye says, you're talking with Reb Shimon? What do you mean? Even according to Reb Shimon, there's a problem here. Reb Shimon Nami, fine, you can carry from one to the other, but ha'ika avir maka mechitzes. But here, you have the airspace of the width of the mechitzes themselves. If you look in the picture 155, right, has next to the mechitzas that fell down before you get to the chatzer. That's the space that we're talking about that puts the karpef over the edge and makes it more than base asayim. And even Reb Shimon would agree to that, because this isn't about carrying from one to the other. This is about considering the karpef more than the right size. Damar Reb Chisda, as Reb Chisda says karpef, because Reb Chisda says that Reb Shimon agrees to this. Karpef should difference between milu lachatzer, chatzer mutar, the karpef aser. Reb Chisda says the statements that where the karpef is the wall is totally split going to the chatzer is mutar and the karpef is aser to carry it. Chatzer my time. So what's the difference? Why would one be mutter and one be usser? If it's nifrat slamakama usser. So are you going to say that because iske gifufe? Because from looking at the chatzer's vantage point, if you're looking from the chatzer to the karpef, you have these walls sticking out on the side. But says the Gemara, v'hazimin debishkachas la'ifcha. So how can you make a principle that the chatzer is always mutter, the karpef is always usser? You can have the same picture with the opposite dimensions. Right? If you look at picture number 156, you could have the karpef bigger. So from the karpef vantage point, you could have gifufe sticking out on the side. So you can't just make a statement that the chatzer is going to be mutter and the karpef is going to be aser. So it can't be, the issue can't be the wall sticking out. El mishim da amrinan. So the issue must be, ela, ze aver mechitzes miyasro, ze ein aver mechitzes miyasro. You know what the difference is? Because a chatzer, it doesn't matter how big it is. A karpef, it matters how big it is. So the issue must be that the area of the mechitzas themselves add on to the dimensions of the karpef, and that's what the problem is here. And you see that even Reb Shimon would agree, or at least this, he's assuming Reb Shimon would agree to that case as well. That even though Reb Shimon would say you could carry from a chazer to a karpef and vice versa, but if the karpef, if the mechitz, the airspace of the mechitzas themselves make the karpef larger than base asayim, so then that would also be a problem, even according to Reb Shimon. Period. Last case for the day. Hahu bustina. Tavi samach laguda da apadna. If you have an orchard that's next to a palace, that's next to a house. Right? See picture number 158. You have this orchard next to a house. And the case is that the outer three walls of the orchard were not built lahakiv dira. They weren't built to enclose. Only the fourth wall, the wall that separates the house and the orchard, that fourth wall was put to enclose the orchard, and that's the wall that made it hukaf ladira. And then what happened? Nafal ashisa biryasa da padna. That wall fell down. So now the space is enclosed, but the wall that was put up l'shem hakafa of the orchard is not there anymore. Sabar Rabibi lameimar lismach aguda gav yasa. Rabibi said, don't worry, you have the outer side of the house. The outer side of the house, that's also makif, and that also is built l'shem lahakif, and the orchard is okay. Amalira papi mishum da'asi mimulay amrisa mili mulyasa. Because you come from shortened people. I mean, come Rashi all over there, a number of places says it comes from Beis Eli. Beis Eli had a klal against them in Sefer Shmuel. Had a klal against them that they're always going to have shortened lives. Because you govern Beis Eli, you say shortened things? Maybe that's wrong. No, that outer wall of the house was made for the house. It wasn't made for the orchard. So therefore, so what? It's not hukaf ladira. This orchard was not hukaf ladira. Therefore, you got to put that wall back up l'shem dira. I saw the Shlach HaKadosh just quoted how you find the number of times in Shas where Amaram really insult each other and say pretty nasty things. Like, you come from shortened people. So maybe he says maybe it's based on another Gemara which praises Beis Eli, and that he's really saying that no, Beis Eli, you have such potential. Why are you saying foolish things? You have such potential. You really got to work harder. You got to come up with chachma. Anyway, that's a way to get out of it. But the pashtus again is he's insulting him. The question is definitely better than the answer. But again, that's the shlaka. There's sometimes we can't accept certain things, so we try to reread them. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. 6:10. It's going to be light outside at 6:10. Okay, everybody here on time. Okay. Going to get you.